Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 30th of April 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Gotta admit, when I was sitting down tonight, it's quite late tonight. I've been so busy with a million and one things to do. But here we are, Thursday night. I am not working tomorrow. I've got the day off and I am looking forward to a long bank holiday weekend, which is really needed. Really looking forward just having that little bit of extra time to spend in the garden, spend in the allotment. Let's hope we get a bit of sunshine, but at the same time, it has been very, very dry lately. Now, with that in mind, tomorrow I'm going to pop down to the allotment and just give everything a really good drink. I'm really going to need it, I think, down there. After that, it's back home where I'm going to be planting out more plants and just generally trying to bring some order into the chaos of a garden. I've got lots and lots of young plants at the moment and they just feels like they need more and more space. Then there's all the pots everywhere as well. Just need to try and bring some order into that chaos. Saturday, I'm off to Bewley for Gardener's World Spring Fair, which is one of my favourite shows. Of course, I'm going to be seeing some of my good friends, Lucy Chamberlain, Dave Sellers, which are always lovely to see. But two, I just love going to these shows. There's something about the buzz at these things. There's the highlights, there's the gardens, there's stuff going on. It's just a really good show. It just feels like the right time, the beginning of the season, just as gardening's really kicking in. And I'm going to come back with lots and lots of ideas, especially ideas that I don't really have a space for. But it's going to be inspiring nonetheless. Sunday, I'm hoping to get a full day down on the allotment, mowing, trimming, tidying, planting out more plants, watering, and very importantly, mulching with straw. Now, I've already mentioned the dry spell that we have been having, so mulching is going to be essential just for locking in that moisture. I'm hoping, well, down on the allotment, I will be using straw. Mulching is an incredibly important job, and straw for me is what I use down on the allotment. The best, of course, is compost as a mulch, but I cannot produce enough compost. I cannot obtain enough compost. Straw is cheap and I can get hold of it in large quantities, so I use straw. Then Monday I'm going to be spending the day in the garden at home. Barbecue is going to come out for tea, but I'm going to be cutting back the grapes and the thornless blackberries. They're just getting a bit unruly and making areas a little bit inaccessible. And it's going to be a lot of that going on, just trying to get the garden into a good state. I mean, it's not too bad. I just feel very messy and I feel like everything is piling on at once at the moment. Now, there are a few jobs that you might want to tackle this weekend. Of course, I've already mentioned mulching anything that's drying out quickly. Your pots, your beds. Said compost is the best mulch to use. But if you haven't got compost, alternative straw is what I use quite a bit of. Grass clippings, if you're mowing your lawn, don't waste those grass clippings. Use it around your plants. Hay can be used, wood chippings. There's 101 things you can use as a mulch, and I highly recommend it. It's one of the biggest secrets to really reducing the amount of time that you spend watering your garden. If you haven't started your beans off, you then get them started. French beans, runner beans, you name it, get them going. You could pot on your tomatoes and chilies. They're probably growing at quite a rate now. Mine are already planted out, but I've got a few that need a bit more space. They're going to be staying in pots in locations, so I'm going to pop those on. We've got to keep an eye on slugs and snails. They're very active at the moment. I, of course, encourage birds into my garden to eat them. And in fact, at the moment, my bird feeders are being emptied on a daily basis, which is making it a little bit tricky. But I'm hoping if they're eating the bird seed, they're also eating slugs and snails. There's actually something about the RSPB recommending not to feed the birds now. But I'll discuss that when I understand it a bit better. Now, of course, if you're planting out any tender plants, just keep that fleece handy just in case. We could still get a frost and it could just get a bit cold. I think we will be okay here in Littlehampton on the south coast, but wherever you are in the country might be different. Now, today I've sent out May's seed pack. Gone in the post today, so I would imagine sometime next week you will be receiving through the letterbox. Of course, our monthly newspaper, mini newspaper, as always, all the tips and tricks and things like that. I keep wanting to make it better, but it's I've got to find things to do. Anyway, the seeds that you're going to be receiving, we got cabbage, Brunswick, a nice winter cabbage. Cucumber, Market Moor, a very popular type of cucumber, one that's absolutely delicious. Fennel, this is a herb fennel, again, another popular herb to grow. We grow lots of herbs here, so they're always worth doing. Runner Bean Achievement, which is a good quality runner bean, they produce quite well. We've got Rocket, again, a salad leaf. We eat a lot of Rocket, we love it, it's a really tasty one. And then Sweet Corn, a variety called Goldcrest. So quite a collection that can be sown throughout May. Now, bit of news. You heard on the podcast, obviously, I've gone on a bee experience day. I really want to keep bees, but I've been having a bit of a dilemma of where to keep them. Well, I found somewhere to keep my bees. It's a little further away than I would really like, which is going to make it difficult, but it will do nicely. Couldn't keep them at home because I didn't think it was fair on the neighbours. The allotment, I was having a slight same dilemma. People have kept bees on the allotment and a lot of people have got upset about it. So, yeah, I have been thinking about where to keep it. A friend of mine has a field and we have came to a deal that hopefully means we will be able to keep the bees there. I just got to get the bees now. I've got everything else but the bees. Now, also, I have been working on creating a seed sowing log in Excel. This is actually an idea from the live stream, and I'm really developing it. Now, this calculates harvest dates automatically. I've got it built and working. I just need to practice and play around with it just to refine it a little bit better before I share it with everyone. But my idea here is, if you are, say, this week sowing some seeds, say sweet corn, you pot in sweet corn, you pot in this week, and it auto populates like a Nat chart, and it will show you when it is ready for harvested. So yeah, it's working, it's interesting, but we've got a lot of things to really think about as well. So it's all good fun. As you know, I do like to keep logs, I do like to keep data, and I believe that if we have a plan, we can work much better. Well, that is it for tonight's podcast. Hope you have a great weekend. I will probably be back Sunday, if not, it will be Monday. I suspect it will be Sunday, though. Anyway, until then, please take care.